This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Coexistence, episode 4, in the flesh.
Once there was life, organic life, everywhere on Earth. They called it nature, but there's been nothing natural in my world. The death of almost every living creature on the planet was never meant to happen. It shouldn't have got to that stage. But when the old fishing and agriculture industries disappeared, the lines between the natural and the unnatural were blurred. Those that had managed to keep a roof over their heads by negotiating their way into Tier City just didn't seem to care if what they consumed was real or modified, fished from the seas or grown on a petri dish. They were happy to take what they could get, so long as it tasted real enough and was ready before you could pass the MSG shaker.
Insignia life. Enjoy life.
The race was on to rule the new world. But when the starting gun fired, the corporations churned out way more than solutions. The sprint to economic sustainability resulted in some deadly byproducts.
Connection.
Something had taken down my drones.
Connection.
One by one, all of them had dropped out of the air, attacked by a new kind of creature that definitely wasn't natural. Then those things got inside. They were in our commuter corridors, in our pods, in what little private space we had left. The infestation was in our lives. And all that I knew was that I had to run. Close the door! Get away from me!
Doors closing.
What was that?
Which floor do you require?
Down. Take me down.
Which floor do you require?
Just get me the hell out of here!
Which floor do you require?
Ground level! Out! Get me out!
I'm sorry. I do not understand the assertion.
Oh God! Shit! Why is this happening?
Out of service. Out of service. Out of service. Out of service.
Live from the top of Tier City, administering the truth exactly where it's needed most, the Preacher.
We're back. Now, I have news, my children. Evidence that all is not as it seems in Tier City. I have had many calls in the past hour from levels 600 and below about a distinct rise in temperature and the appearance of some kind of organic creature. Yes, I hear you. A creature, you say? There are no organic creatures in Tier City. The new world architecture that the monolith superstructure is built upon has many fail-safes. So at first, I too was skeptical. Could this be a hoax? An activist faction attempting to spread lies? So, my shrewd producer, bless him, he scoured the sub-wiki and discovered an AV feed. Yes. Interesting what can be uncovered if you dig a little beneath the surface. I have reason to believe that the rise in temperature that you have been reporting was caused by an infestation. Yes, you heard me correctly, an infestation! Anyone with a nervous disposition, please be advised. This feed contains audio of a disturbing nature. Behold, the end of days.
Clark, pod 503. There's some kind of insect in the toilet. Send a supervisor immediately. I'm not going to touch it. Oh, fuck, it's moving.
Check your wiki feed for an image taken by the victim's camera immediately before the incident. Tell me, my children, what is that thing? Certainly not one of God's creatures, that's for sure. Have you seen one in your pod? Where did they come from? Were they manufactured on Earth or off-world? I ask, right here and right now, for the Universal Council to uphold their responsibility and be held accountable for this incident. Do you agree? Line one.
Preacher, I need your help.
Talk to me, my child.
He's in a coma. He's cocooned.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
He's covered like a skin. Like rotten skin.
Are you still there? I think she's gone. Well, I'm lost for words. My children, you are the eyes and ears of Tear City. I am but your humble voice. Wiki access is open. Talk to me, someone. Tell me what the hell is going on out there.
Call Blake.
Blake, I'll ping you back.
It's me. I don't want to be the person who only calls when they need something, but look, I'm being that person. I know we haven't spoken since the funeral, but I need your help. I'm trapped in a lift. I guess they'll come get me soon. I don't know what's going on. The power seems to have gone off. The lights were out in the corridors. There's something out there. These huge insects. I don't know what they are. I lost control of a delivery. It just exploded. Something took it right out of the sky. I think it was one of those creatures. What's the fine for a drone crash? 5 years of credits? Six? Frickin' prison? I haven't got that kind of coin. Call me back, okay?
Out of service.
I should have stayed in bed.
Out of service.
Looks like I'm going to be here for a while.
Out of service.
Can I still access the data files?
Outbreak and contagion reports accessible.
All right then. Play.
Professor Richard Keller, Insignia Life, June 12th, 2045.
You again.
There have been vast improvements since the viral boost. The superfast enzyme has optimized growth rate. It's moving, which is incredible considering how long it's been in hypersleep. Escalation of physical growth is at 22%. 30. 50. Rapid growth.
Go to next. Play.
We need to start again and go way slower. No! You can't kill it! Manual override! Are you crazy? It's 200 degrees in there. What are you doing? He's saving my life's work, Richard! No!
What's this all about, Dad? Look up Professor Richard Keller on the network.
Professor Richard Keller. Unknown.
Unspecified floor. Going down.
Oh, really?
Leaving atmospheric control zone.
Oh. Call Blake! Blake, help me! Where are you? Oh!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
It's caring clergyman, the preacher.
She's called us back, so I'm putting her live right now. Please be warned. I don't know what to expect, but I do know that she is very, very upset. Let's try and talk to her. Let's try and help her. You're through to the preacher. It's okay. It's okay. What's going on?
He woke up. He was in a coma, but he woke up. He tried to attack me.
Who tried to attack you?
My husband. Something's happened to him. Those creatures. They're inside now. Oh, it's so hot in here. The cooling system has failed. I've locked myself in the bathroom. I'm trapped.
Stay calm. Stay calm. Talk to me slowly. Can you tell me where you are? What pod number are you in?
He's trying to get in.
We can help you. We can come and get
you. He's trying to get to me. Those creatures, they were on him.
Did you call security?
Don't let them get in. Oh, God, please help me.
She's gone. Okay. We're going to a break.
This is your live network feed.
The biodomes are heaven in the clouds, and the big launch day is coming. Be one of the lucky.
Third one today. Too much coincidence.
That did not sound like a hoax.
Copycat's preacher trying to screw with you after we put out the recording of that girl. What do you think is genuine? Preacher, you're losing your edge.
But she was bloody terrified. All right. Look, let me know straight away if you get any more like that, okay?
Of course, Breach. I'm sure there'll be another one on in a minute. Always are, right? You expecting a visitor from up on high?
What, from the council?
You can always smell his expensive suit from in here.
Has he come to make a statement?
He said he wanted to talk to you.
Well, show him in.
Preacher?
And to whom may I have the pleasure of speaking with, sir?
Don't pretend that you don't know who I am. We've been sparring partners for years now.
No shit. Floyd Hendry.
In the flesh.
Thank you. Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.